Next year, on December 3rd, Illinois will be exactly 200 years old, and to commemorate the bicentennial, WSIU is airing a series of stories featuring the many unique aspects of the state. And now we'll sit down with officials with the United States Forest Service to learn more about a unique feature of the state, a feature of the prairie state that surprises many who think of only flat cornfields stretching as far as the eye can see.
I think that if you really want to find your center, and if you really want to kind of reinvigorate your soul.
That's Kelly Pearson, District Wilderness Technician and Volunteer Coordinator with the United States Forest Service.
Go to the woods.
And thanks to the 273,000-acre Shawnee National Forest, you can go to the woods in Illinois. And much of that, over a quarter of a million acres, is located south of Illinois Route 13. The Shawnee contains huge oaks and hickories and other trees, some of which are several hundred years old. And because of that, it would be easy to assume that the Shawnee National Forest has always been here. Even right after Illinois received statehood on December 3, 1818. But in reality, nothing could be further from the truth. And that's what makes this forest tale so fascinating. Kelly Pearson picks up the story.
Around the 1930s, during the Depression and during the Dust Bowl, there was one man in southern Illinois called Colonel L.O. Trigg who really recognized the beauty of southern Illinois and all the natural wonders here, and he wanted to find a way to promote that. And he also fought and really kind of pressed the issue to establish a national forest here. And one of the ways he kind of celebrated the area was by leading tours. And he brought all sorts of politicians and movers and shakers to the area and brought them around. And they got a petition going. And that sort of sparked the interest in developing a national forest here. And I think it was 1931 they started looking at lands that might be available. So they looked at willing seller only properties and began to purchase these small farms that had been degraded through poor farming practices and the Dust Bowl era. And that's sort of how the amalgamation of forest lands came together. So we're a kind of a patchwork of ownership if you look on a map. Opportunities to purchase are how the Shawnee National Forest sort of got formed.
He was an individual that was a strong supporter of Southern Illinois and had been his whole life.
That's Mary McCorvey. She's an archaeologist and is the Heritage Program Manager for the United States Forest Service.
He had grown up in Ozark, Illinois. Even from his earliest childhood, I guess, was super interested in the area and actually began to report on the area and had his own little newspaper for the Ozarks, or Ozark, I should say, when he was a teenager. And then he developed that talent into his professional career as being a newspaper man in El Dorado, Illinois. But his real passion, I think that was just his daytime job so that he could take advantage of his real passion, which was boosting Southern Illinois. During the heart of the Depression, and there was so few jobs, and the farmers were having a really hard time. And if the farmers have a hard time, then the townspeople have a hard time because money's not coming in from the countryside. So it was a spiraling depression for Southern Illinois, way before what we traditionally think of as the Great Depression. So during these 1920s, he began to look around and saw the potential for Southern Illinois as a tourist destination because of its scenic beauty and all the historic interest that there had been and was for the region. So he began to take advantage of that and establish these Trigg tours, which were developed or designed around bringing influential people into the region who could actually try to make a difference for the region. And one of the ways he wanted to make a difference was to bring a national forest into the area.
People from all over the country and all over the world visit the Shawnee National Forest every year. But as Illinois preps for its 200th birthday party next year, it is necessary to remember that this unique belt of trees and animals and rolling hills and ravines, which decorate the far southern third of the state, has been around much, much longer than 200 years. Again, here is Forest Service archaeologist Mary McCorvey.
Most of the places that we focus on in our Developed Rec program on the forest are places that have been known for generations to Southern Illinoisans. And we have photographs and memories of people visiting places like Pomona Natural Bridge or the Pine Hills, or, as you said, the Snake Road. I'm sure people were knowing about the snakes and the Snake Road, and that migration didn't start with the Forest Service. Yeah. That had been going on in cars for hundreds and thousands of years before we even began to manage it. But people have been visiting Garden of the Gods and Bellsmith Springs and all those kinds of places for generations before we ever occurred as a national forest.
All thanks to one man, Colonel L.O. Trigg, whose humility took a back seat, though, to his passion for the woods of Southern Illinois. And as we celebrate our 200th birthday, his legacy is still very strong today. I'm Kevin Boucher.